We're going to have a quick chat to Lee Bromfield, by the way, the CEO at F&B Life. So we'll be done with him in the next 2 or 3 minutes. But it's basically to get a response to this video that circulated from Maya Fisher French.
So everybody's talking about debt relief holidays from the banks. But what I'm not hearing from the banks, and it is bizarre to me, is about your credit insurance. In fact, African banks, the only bank so far that's actually reminded people that they don't need to take a debt holiday because they have a credit insurance in place. So credit insurance is a policy that if you have debt, you most likely have in conjunction with that. And since August 2017, all new loans issued since then had this extended credit life, which allowed you, and I'm going to read literally from a document that I've received from F&B, because F&B didn't know about it either until I highlighted it. It says, if you're permanently employed and your employer is unable to pay you an income, you have a valid claim. If you're permanently employed and your employer is forcing you to take unpaid leave, you have a claim. Even if your job requires you to travel, for example, to have meetings, and you're unable to earn an income from that, you have a claim. It is extremely important, before you rush off and ask for debt holidays, go first and ask about your credit insurance. Go to your bank and say, this has happened to me. I'm genuinely not receiving an income. Of course, it's not for us who just maybe are receiving an income but are just over indebted. This is for people whose income has stopped from their employer. Please, can I evoke my credit insurance? Your credit insurance will pay your premiums for up to 12 months. So, guys, the best advice I can give you this week is go check your credit insurance policies right now.
Okay, so that is something that was circulated, sent to me via WhatsApp. I then spoke to Jacques Saliers this morning digitally, and he said, listen, unfortunately, she went with the video before checking with us. But we do have Lee Bromfield, who's the CEO at F&B Life. You were on with Bruce yesterday, but I believe it's really important to get that message across. Some people might not have heard it yesterday. So, Lee, thank you very much for your time. So we've got about 2 or 3 minutes here. No problem. We'll let you go on time. Thanks for joining us. Your response to that?
Morning, Kino. I think my first response is that we believe that Credit Life is a fantastic tool and a product that customers have at this stage to be able to help them through those turbulent times. We did include information about Credit Life in our original communications around payment relief. I think everyone was quite excited about the payment relief stuff, so it got a bit overshadowed. However, we're working with everyone who's applying to pay for payment relief to check if they got valid policies and making sure that we process claims for those customers. So we're really trying to make sure that we've built a one-stop shop to help people through these rough times.
So Maya is correct that obviously that it exists, but yes. How does one then go about applying for this?
The best tips we can give F&B customers is to go onto the F&B app or go to the DocMobi site. There should be a COVID-19 button, and if people follow through the process, then we'll look at process claims after that one. Additionally, customers can still follow their normal routes on processing claims, so they can drop us an email, or they can go to app where there's actually processes to apply for claims there. We are strongly encouraging everyone not to call the call center, getting high volumes. We think it's going to be a lot easier for customers if they go by the app process.
Okay, but the fact that it's there, we obviously thank Maya for letting us know about that. F&B did communicate about that earlier, and there are ways of doing it without going through the actual call center itself. So, Lee, I want to thank you very much for that, and I know you've got to run, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for your time. Cheers, man. Lee is the CEO at F&B Life. So there you go. Credit insurance that exists. F&B, however, says that does exist, but you need to even go through the app to see if you qualify for that. So if you now no longer have a job, you can go and do that. You can go and check for that. 11:23. So F&B basically just wanted to correct what Maya said about the banks not having communicated that. But I think the essence of this particular message is 100% accurate, the fact that you've got that insurance. So take advantage of it. If you find yourself in a bit of a tight spot, if you don't have access to a fancy app, do try and get hold of someone at your bank to give you some guidance around that. All right. So simple as that. So we just try and clear things up for you because things do get a little confusing, especially with the regulations and everything else. So I think one of our jobs is to make sure that the messaging that comes across is 100% crystal clear.